Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Ches Masechta Ksubis. Some of the topics we learned about include the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov v'Rabbanan, if there is a Shvuas Moed v'Miktus in the case of Mano Lavicha B'Yodi v'Chaltiv Pras, based on the reasoning for Shvuas Moed v'Miktus, the case of Ho'edim Sha'amru G'sav Yudeinu Huzeh Avol Anus Meinu. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Koifer HaKoil Potem Mishvua. In the case in which a malva, lender, claims that the leiva, borrower, did not repay the loan. When the leiva is koifer hakoil, denies the claim entirely, then midaraisa he is not required to make a shvua oath. However, the rabbana initiated that he make a shvuas hesas. Moed b'miktus hataina chayev b'shvua. When the leiva is moed b'miktus, admits the claim partially, then midaraisa he must make a shvua that he does not owe the rest. Shtar shiyash edim chasumim by kasha midaraisa. A shtar chayiv alone, document bearing chasimis edim, signatures of two edim, is acceptable proof midaraisa to collect the loan. However, kim shtaris midrabanan, since there is a chashash ziyuv, concern that one may forge both the shtar and the chasimis edim, therefore the rabbanan initiated kim shtaris that one must validate the chasimis edim to authenticate the shtar. Kim shtaris can be performed in three ways. Alidei edim hachasumim, when the undersigned edim testify that they signed the shtar, alidei edim, when two other edim testify that they recognize the chasimas edim, alidei ksav yodin yetim imokam acher, by taking another shtar bearing their signatures that was huchzik bebezdin, already validated in bezdin, and comparing the signatures in both shtars. Once kim shtaris has been performed, the shtar is huchzik, validated, and can be used to collect the chayiv from the leiva. Adam Karv Itzla Atzmai. A person is considered his own relative and is disqualified for any edus regarding his own self.